Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt. How are you, brother? It sounds hectic in the Pritchard household.
I was having a little rebus, at least the lashes.
What else is there to do in this current climate other than have it up large at home? Why not?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I've done over the last 24 hours, to be honest with you.
I made a
paper hat as well.
Amazing.
Out of greaseproof paper.
Arts and crafts with Matt Pritchard. So have you been going a little bit stir crazy, mate?
Arts and crafts with Matthew Pritchard whilst raving with paper hats.
Did you make one for Lemmy as well?
Oh, I should have.
Should have. Well, you know what, mate? There's still time.
I'll be honest, Matt. He just sat there and looked at me off. What is he up to?
So, first things first, are you, because you're an outdoors man, you like to get out there every day, run, you know, get on your bike, swim, take Lemmy for a walk. Obviously, you can still do that to some extent, but has this lockdown got you a little bit antsy and climbing the walls to some extent?
Well, if I'm making paper hats out of greaseproof paper, then I think that says a lot. I don't like staying in the house, Matt, but I've been going on the block, and I call it the Pentwyn Loop. It's only 2 miles, so I'll take Lemmy for a 2 mile walk around there, and then I'll just go for a run around there then. But I've literally got a watt bike coming on Friday, so I'll just stick that on my decking. The weather's nice, and I'll just cycle on the decking, I'll blast some music, and just do my neighbour's head in.
Nothing new there, then?
No. I mean, they've almost had 20 years of me living next door to them, so I felt sorry for them back in the day, but there we are.
And how's the home gym coming along?
Yeah, I just... Well, you know yourself, my house is turned upside down at the moment, apart from my kitchen, but, yeah, you only need a few little things, really. Resistant bands, a few weights, and just enough core exercises, and then I got my bike then for cardio, and I got my running around the block. So I mean, we can still go running, can't we, as long as you're doing it. Like, I don't know how they work that out.
What, the social distancing?
No, you can go out, you can only go training once a day. It's like, well, if a copper hasn't seen me do it the first time, I can get away with it the second time.
Yeah, it's my first jog, officer. Honest.
Honest promise. It's the first. But the thing is, there's no where I live. There's literally no one around. Obviously, there lives the odd person here and there. So the social distancing is not a problem at all. And I haven't been anywhere near town for almost a week and a half, 2 weeks because of this virus. So yeah, just doing my best, really.
Let's break for a song, Matt, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. You've picked out, like everybody has been, a 5-song playlist to the end of the world, 5 songs to take down with you into the quarantine bunker and enjoy as the world goes up in flames. And how about this to get us started? It couldn't be, you know, more appropriately titled, Europe with The Final Countdown. I love it. We'll be right back. So what has been, dude, the impact on your businesses as a businessman? Obviously, you've got, you know, Sleep When You're Dead Barbers. You've got Lemmy's Chop Shop for the dog grooming. Assumedly, they're both now closed down. How long have they been shut?
Everything closed this Tuesday. And you can imagine, as a business owner and being self-employed myself and having staff, it's pretty scary times, I'll be honest. But because, you know, we were really unsure what was going on, whether we were going to get supported by the government or what was going to happen. And the first thing in my head was, Christ, all these years of building a business and it's all about to be taken away from you.
Yeah.
I'm not Labour. I don't really like any politicians, to be honest with you, because they've been proven liars. But I will say something. As far as my businesses are concerned, I'm pretty stoked the government have given us, my employed staff, 80% of their wages. They are coming up with grants and stuff like that. So, I mean, moving forward, I know my staff are going to be fine.
Well, that's good.
I know the jobs will be fine. Okay, it's going to be hard times, but, you know, we'll get through it. And the best thing to do is just look at it from a positive outlook rather than thinking it's all grim, really, because at the end of the day, we'll still be breathing at the end of it.
Yeah, we hope. I mean, it's still early days with that as well, but I completely hear what you're saying. Mindset is everything with scenarios like this, and I think it is important now more than ever to hold dear what we have, be grateful for what we do have, and as you say, just kind of bunker down and get on with it, I guess, with a smile on our face and a song in our heart.
Yeah, because the thing is, there's no point panicking and stressing, because if you're stuck in a house panicking and stressing, your mental health's going to go sideways. I mean, I spoke to somebody the other day and I said, I bet prescriptions for happy tablets and, you know, and stuff like that are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's I'm lucky. There's a lot of people out there who are going to go bankrupt, lose their jobs, and just, I've got no money coming in at all. That's pretty hardcore to think of. So, let's just try to look on the bright side of life, eh?
When you own, like, the premises or have to rent the premises, assumedly you've got overheads on those that are still going out. You're still obviously having to pay to keep the space. Is that what's happening with both the barbershop and the, the dog grooming compound?
It's all right. I literally just spoke to my accountant this morning. All I care about is my staff, as long as they get paid. And the next thing I need to worry about is what's happening with rents and all that kind of stuff. But as far as I know, as far as the government's gone with my VAT payments and tax payments, they've all been put on hold. The business rates have been cancelled, which is great. That's a big financial worry, that is, because business rates in the city centre are massive. So they've been just taken off us, which I'm really grateful for.
Yeah.
It's still sort of a little bit in the air. But it's looking pretty good, we still have to pay certain things back, but they've given us a lot of time to pay it off over a certain amount of months, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's break for another tune. We'll come back in a bit and talk some more. I say a tune, right? I've given you a five-song, parameter in which to work, and you've tried to smuggle in the entire Live Aid gig by Queen as one of your songs, which, I love. I have to commend that. And why not?
But are you actually going to play the whole 20-minute set?
I can't do the whole set. We'll have to pick one track. But if nobody's seen it on YouTube, it's on there, isn't it? And, it's something that I know that you enjoy watching time and time again. Would you say that's your all-time favourite live concert that you've witnessed in video form?
You know what? If I go party and stuff, when I come back to my house, I'm wrecked. That's the first thing I put on every time. When I get wrecked sometimes, I get quite autistic. And
That doesn't sound like you.
Yeah. I've listened to it so many times, but it still gives me goosebumps. So that says a lot. And despite, you know, when Freddie goes and sits on the piano,
yeah,
tunes it up a little bit, and then he just hits those ivories with that Bohemian Rhapsody tune. And I just get fucking goose pimples all the time, and I just love it. And then he just does Radio Gaga, and he's just got the crowd in his hands. What an absolute hero. Amazing.
Which song should we play then? Do you want to do Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'd say Radio Gaga.
Radio.
He only plays a little bit of Bohemian Rhapsody, just that ding, 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 ding. But I say Radio Gaga because he got really, that was at the point where he must have known he fucking had every single person in his fingertips.
Let me ask you this, Matt. Has the ironing board been making an appearance over the last few days? You been doing any party ironing?
No, I haven't I haven't done any party ironing since I was on tour with you.
Well, I think it's time we got another tour booked up then, isn't it? We need some ironing on the case.
I'm definitely bringing some shirts and starch next time.
I'm actually talking to venues as we speak, so you know, hopefully when everything dies down a little bit and the dust settles, we can hopefully have some more shows to announce, which would be good, wouldn't it? I think when shows do start happening again as well, tickets are going to sell and people are going to want to get out there and you know, experience live entertainment, live music, because we've been deprived of it for however long we're going to be. I think when shows start happening again, people are going to be rushing out, hopefully, you know, you'd like to think, in their droves to go and see them, right, after having been cooped up for however long.
Yeah, you really do appreciate what you've got. Well, you don't really appreciate what you've got until it's been taken away from you, and this is a prime example of what's happening now. So I think, well, yeah, like you said, when this is stopped and everyone's allowed to freely roll around again, I think we're all going to appreciate things a little bit more than what we did before.
I hope the pubs and, you know, the restaurants and all the hospitality trade sees a nice spike as well. Obviously they've been hit hard with all of this. You know, I think when they do open again, I'm definitely going to be down there having a booze up and some food. And
yeah, because I know a lot of people are restaurants, and it's just like, oh man, it's just like, you can see it when they talk about it, you can see it in their faces, like how much they didn't, well, they just don't want to close the doors.
Yeah,
you know, people like chefs and stuff, they, you know, they live in those places, they eat, sleep and work in those places pretty much, and when you're going to shut the doors for the last time until you just don't know when, it's quite upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah, especially with the more independent, you know,
exactly, yeah,
smaller businesses.
Smaller businesses.
It looks like the environment's doing good on the plus side. You see a lot of things in the news about, you know, the sky clearing and waters clearing and oceans clearing and pollution on the streets dropping. And
yeah, well, I think we're giving the earth a massive breath of fresh air.
Yeah, a little breather.
Yeah, because I'm such a geek, I've actually got a flight app.
Okay.
And I went on there, I thought, right, let me have a look how many planes are in the air. Hey, they're bloody rammed. So I don't know what they're on about.
There's still loads, is there?
Oh, there's shit loads. It just goes to show, even like when the world's pretty much grounded, planes are grounded, it just goes to show how many are still up in the air. I mean, pretty stoked to see that the earth's having a bit of a rest as well, which is nice to see. The CO2 levels are down.
Now's a good time to be eating good as well, isn't it? Cooking from home and taking care of your body, changing up your diet.
Do you know what? Because I came up with this idea. I thought about it before, and then some of my mates have said about me cooking live on Instagram, and I just thought, you know, it's a good idea. Actually, I'm stuck in the house. Everyone else is stuck in the house. I thought, show myself cooking some easy recipes for people to cook and follow along. So I think I'm going to do it on this Saturday.
Amazing.
I'm going to put the ingredients out. I'll take a photo of the ingredients, what people need to buy on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, I'll just do a live cook-off from Pritchard's Kitchen.
Amazing, mate. You need to do that. You've got all the tools. And as you say, nobody's got much else going on, so
might as well see a fucking mad Welshman swearing his fucking head off and cutting his fingers off in the kitchen. Fucking happy days.
That's it. You know, if it's Instagram live, there's no need for censorship.
No, well, I got to keep my P's and Q's down a little bit, I suppose.
For the housewives' favourite. How have you been finding food shopping and all of that? Do you still get the home delivery stuff?
What I did, because I've got a business, I've got cash and carry thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't go bulk buying or any of that bloody nonsense, because I just know there's plenty of food to go around. But I did go to book a cash and carry. I got myself just a slab of beans, if worse come to the worst, and a huge bag of rice.
And that's all you need?
And yeah, I mean, Christ, you know, if worse comes to the worst, that's all you need, really. And but there is a lot of stuff in my cupboards, which you just forget about, and I've sort of just been seeing what I can do. So I got loads of dried beans and stuff, so I've been soaking them overnight and then cooking them and stuff. And so I'm just utilising what I've got left in my cupboards and sort of rustling things up, which is quite nice.
Dude, I would say, because I found doing these daily radio shows, it keeps me busy, it keeps me productive. It's really nice checking in with people and having a chat. I would say if it's not too massive an undertaking is maybe you should just start doing little small recipes every day, just once a day or every other day even.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd like to do that, but my setup that I've got is just my phone. It's just my phone. I haven't got a bloody, a thing to hold my phone up. So it's going to be pretty raw, to be honest, but hey, it's a laugh, isn't it?
That's
but
the Pritchard way. Have you not got a laptop you could do and do like a webcam on that?
Yeah, I have, but can you get Instagram stories on that?
I'm not sure about Insta. You could do a Facebook Live. You could certainly do a Facebook Live.
Could you? I might just do one for Insta. I might do one for Facebook. I'll have to sort it out before Saturday, but I'll where there's a way. I'll find a way of doing it. But after this virus is pissed off, then there definitely will be more recipes coming from my kitchen, but with a proper setup. I've speaking to a few people already, so.
Nice. So that's in the works, is it?
Yeah, well, Dane's helped with a bit of advice and Scott Cady and stuff, so it's all it's just me getting to grips and editing.
I hear you, mate. I mean, I'd like to be filming my podcast if I could, but it's just the extra effort and hours and you know, money on a setup that it needs. If you want to do it, you want to do it right, don't you? So you want to have it looking good, and that just takes a bit more extra time and dough to have the right setup required. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that in a minute. Let's have a break for another song now. Your favourites, Motorhead.
Yeah.
Obviously, Phil Campbell's a good pal of yours.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to Phil in the quarantine? Is he all right?
I haven't seen Phil for ages. I mean, I texted him last month because we're about to do some of the 40 skateboards, so we just wanted his permission, and he said, yeah, cool, go ahead. So, but as far as I'm concerned, he's doing all right with his new band, Phil Bastard. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons. Yeah, he's doing really well with that at the moment, and they're going all over the place touring and stuff. So yeah, and Motorhead, my first Motorhead gig. I was in Newport Centre. I went with Dink. I mean, this guy in front of us was shoving something up his nose. He said, what's that? He said, oh, snuff. Well, what's that then? And then in the end, you know what I mean? Did I call us a bit of that? We ended up just whacking half with fucking tin of snuff up our noses. We had just, brown all over our faces. And I just thought, man, that was one of the best bands live I've ever seen. And the next day, I could barely hear anything up my ears. They were that loud. And, yeah, I think over the years, I've seen them 10 times live, every single time, amazing, every single next day, death.
Didn't you get given one of their drumsticks one night as well for a little bit of the drumstick ass slapping that you used to do on stage?
Yeah, they were playing in, I think it was Bournemouth, they were playing in Bournemouth the same night as we were doing the P versus D show, or the D Sasha show, actually, so... We went to see them first. We bought and Mickey D gave us his drumstick, so me and Dane shoved his drumstick. And then Mickey D and Phil Campbell came to see our gig then. And they got to see what we did with Mickey D's drumsticks. Well, mine went up my ass and then Dane went up his ass. And then we played drumstick ass. I think the look on Mickey D's face was priceless.
I thought I'd seen it all until this. Why have you gone with this song? It's a pretty deep cut, this one. I like it. In the Name of Tragedy.
Because, again, when I come back from out partying or whatever, or drinking, I step... The Queen goes on first. Here comes my autism again. The Queen goes on first, then Motorhead live at Wacken.
Right.
And that song, I just love it. I mean, I'd much rather listen to Motorhead live.
Well, we'll get a live version of this track then. I'll dig one out.
Yeah, it's just the way it's done. You know, that Lemmy's bass, that drone of his bass, and just everything about the song is just amazing.
This is one of the best songs of Inferno, in my own opinion. And indeed, that's of my colleagues. That's why we're fucking playing it. It's called In the Name of Tragedy.
The Lemmy documentary is on Netflix at the moment as well. So people, if they haven't seen that, absolutely need to check that out. I watched it again for the first time in a few years the other night, and just kind of makes you sad, doesn't it, that so many figures like that are no longer with us. And again, it just reminds you, if you get the chance to see these bands that you love, get out there and see them. A, before the people that are in the bands grow old and pass away, but also B, when the quarantine virus hits and shuts down live music across the world, when it kicks back up again, that is the time to get out there and fucking rock your balls, isn't it, and see all these bands live whilst we can.
Yeah, that's why, you know, when Lemmy died that Christmas, we had tickets to go and see him that January, and that was, you know, I just wanted to see him one last time because I knew, you know,
he wasn't well.
That he wasn't in that he was in his best way, and I just thought, no, I really hope I can, because, you know, Lemmy would have gone on stage if he was still not in the best way. Do you know what I mean? And then, yeah, just hear the news. I got it. I was like, fuck, man. I just really wanted to see him one last chance. But yeah, you're right. And I think Ozzy Osbourne, man, that's, you know, if we get a chance to go and see Ozzy and Sabbath play, let's just do it now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ozzy's already had to postpone, I think, two of his solo tours. And yeah, if it does go ahead, then I'm absolutely going to be at least one show, if not a couple more, because this will be his last tour. If he gets to do it, this will 100% be his last. So we've got to get out there and see him, man.
Yeah, and just a message to the younger generation out there. These are the proper rock and rollers. These, they lived it. They fucking went mental. You don't understand. Oh, they're just national treasures, isn't it?
Here's a cool story I heard from Benji from Skindred the other day, because Whitfield Crane from the band Ugly Kid Joe was very tight with Lemmy, and he was out in Los Angeles, and the kind of, I guess, the Motorhead crew, the Motorhead chapter over there, invited Whit up to the Rainbow to meet them, and they gave him this handwritten letter from Lemmy with a bullet with some of his ashes in, because he'd put in his will that he wanted one of his bullet belts to be filled with his ashes, and then each bullet given to a certain close friend of his. And yeah, Whit got given one recently.
No way.
How fucking cool is that?
What? Oh, fucking, I want a bullet.
You've got the denim jacket, haven't you? You've got the Welsh Wanker honorary Motorhead crew denim jacket, which is pretty good.
Yeah, gift off Phil, that was.
What's Kira saying? How is it in Ireland? What's the situation over there?
Oh, she's just helping out with the farmers with the potatoes. she's cool, man. She works in IT, and she works in the financial business with IT, so she can work from home on a computer.
Nice.
So she's pretty much working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. But I think things are starting to slow down a little bit because people are cancelling their subscriptions, blah, blah, blah. Like most people, really. Everyone's fucked in some form or another, but she's cool. She's all good. But
she's all right. She's at home on lockdown as well.
Yeah, she's on lockdown. It's my birthday on Monday.
Right.
And she had a surprise for me. We were going to Mallorca to go and see our friends, Gordon Phillips from BCM.
Yeah.
We're going to go see him for a few days getaway in the sun, but last been cancelled, so they up.
Oh, mate, so what are you going to be doing for your birthday? You're going to be making little paper hats with Lemmy in the house?
I'm going to, because I'm 47 on Monday, I'm going to drink 47 Elvis juices, brutal. And then I'm going to go, hey, I'll fucking kill you.
Mate, we need a FaceTime video conference call then. I'll have to dial in. I'll crack open a few beers with you.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. But, 47, eh? Where the fuck did that come from? I'm not really close to 50.
That's wild, isn't it? That's wild.
Yeah.
Did you feel your age? Or did you still feel young at heart?
Do I? Fuck. In my head, I'm still like 20, 25.
But physically?
Oh, fuck.
You're in good shape, though, aren't you? You keep in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty...
Well, you're in beyond good shape. You're an Iron Man.
Yeah, fucking, you know, I'm fit and healthy, but, you know, from years of skateboarding and a few years of doing endurance stuff, it's not really the best on your bones and stuff, but...
It's taking its toll.
I treat good downstairs, but as soon as you warm up, you're fine.
Love it. Well, listen, dude, let's crank on some Slayer right now. End of the World. Armageddon heavy metal music. This is Rain in Blood. Duh. Are you working on any projects at the moment, Matt, that you can tease or tell us about? Obviously, you've got your two Dirty Vegan cookbooks out. Have you noticed, you know, people perhaps turning to those at the moment and seeing any online spikes in sales because of quarantine and people staying at home cooking?
Yeah, it's all right, actually. There's another two books, which I'm pretty stoked about. To be honest, they've both gone really, really well. So, and you know, people always send photos of recipes they've cooked from the books and stuff and tag me in them online.
Yeah, that must be really nice to receive and see.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I get a lot of it on Instagram, actually. So it's just nice to see people cooking. And I think because a lot of people who follow me are like Sanchez fans from years ago, and I think a lot of them have stayed, and sort of a lot of them have turned vegan as well since we launched the book and the shows and everything. So it's just good to see, man. It's just and people enjoying cooking as well. And you know, the whole aim behind the books is not that was to make cooking easy. Because there's nothing worse than opening up a cookbook, seeing like loads of ingredients which are really hard to source, and seeing a massive method that just puts people off, because it used to put me off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I've got a cooking background. So I just wanted it so people open up the recipe, but they see like all these ingredients that they can easily get from a supermarket with just a simple method. And then, you know, and that sort of introduces them to vegan cooking, because a lot of people think that vegan cooking's hard and, you know, there's not very many recipes, but by buying my first book and second book, as you can see, there's plenty of recipes to see you through.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people still view even vegetarian food as like, that's the side dish. Like, vegetables are what you have with meat as the main. And it's obviously, you know, doing away with that preconception and showing that actually, no, you can make really hearty meals, really tasty meals, and often I think quite cheap meals as well. Vegetables are obviously a lot cheaper than meat and fish, and I could probably see quite a few people turning vegan in the next few weeks almost just out of necessity, you know, like to save money and eat cheap.
Yeah, I mean, celebrate the veg, man. Celebrate the plants. Make the plants the main dish. And everyone thinks veganism is really expensive. No, it can be really expensive, and it can be really cheap. It's the same with meat eating. It can be really cheap, or it can be really expensive. So it depends on how you look at it. And basically, just do your research, and you can read. Honestly, you can make such nutritious, healthy meals for hardly anything. So when it comes to people out there thinking veganism is expensive, it's not. But it can be if you want it to be.
What's the deal with the Dirty Vegan cooking shows? Are both seasons on the iPlayer? Can people view both of them currently, or is it just season two that's up there at the moment?
Yeah, I think season two is still available on the iPlayer. Just type in Dirty Vegan, it's on there.
Did you have a good time filming that one?
Yeah, really enjoyed filming the second one.
You felt like you were sort of in the stride, in the groove?
Yeah, because the first one was all new to me. I was new to the people I was working with as well. So, you know, it's the first time they filmed a cookery show. So after doing the first one, you know exactly, going into the second one, what was expected of you and everyone else and blah, blah, blah. And I felt far more comfortable filming the second one. I met up with some great people, ice hockey players, cake makers. You know, I learned a lot myself in the process of filming it. Obviously, I did the ballroom dancing as well. And, yeah. I did my cha-cha-cha.
And you catered for an entire wedding. And what I loved about that is the response from all the guests at the wedding, who were genuinely like blown away that vegan food could be so tasty. And they all loved it, didn't they? They all seemed to be really into what you'd made. And I think you really kind of, you know, you got to play a part in somebody's special day. And that must have been a real buzz as well, like being part of an actual wedding.
Yeah, you know what? That was most probably my favourite show because of the sheer amount of work that I had to go into it food-wise, because it was a buffet. There's so many different things you've got to think of. Everything has to go out there if it's hot. You know, you've got to keep it hot. And just meet, because I met the couple as well, and we're getting married. And when I was interviewing them about the why they're getting married and stuff, it was very emotional. And for certain reasons. So I really wanted to do a proper job, and I wanted to make the guests happy as well, and them happy, of course. So, the night was, we got the food out, and it was just literally, man, everyone genuinely did like the food. And then I had to do my piece to camera at the end, obviously, whilst everyone's partying in the background. And I remember doing my piece to camera, and I just got quite emotional. But, it's just stuff like that which makes it feel really, really special, I suppose. Especially seeing people with happy faces, eating food, and bringing people together. So, yeah, it was good.
You're just a big softie at heart, aren't you, Matt? I love it.
Yeah.
How's your boy?
All this slaying and motor.
It's all just a disguise. How's your boyfriend doing? How's dating? Have you been in touch with him much over the last few days?
How's my boyfriend doing? He's all right. He's walking around a bit fucking loose at the moment. I did him with a strap on last night. He's going to kill me when he hears that. I FaceTimed him this week.
Yeah, and he's doing all right.
Funny, man. Every time he FaceTimes me, I'm just always naked.
So, well, that's like, what's the point in getting dressed right now? I just realised the other day, because I'm on like day 10 now of quarantine, and I did 9 days getting up and getting dressed every day. And then after a while, I was like, you know, I'm still going to get up and shower, of course, but, you know, I don't necessarily need to be wearing clothes. So now I'm just in like my jogging bottoms. I'm in leisure wear, Matt. I'm loving it. I feel free. I feel liberated.
He just sees my top half of my body. He goes, oh, no. Oh, and then I always give him a flash of my cock.
Oh, wait, you got it.
Egg, stop fucking doing that. he fucking switches me off half the time. Fuck, you know.
I love it. Well, listen, mate, I look forward to seeing you again. I hope it's not too long since, you know, our next encounter when we get to hang in the flesh. I'll do a trip to Wales when we're allowed out and about again. Say it again.
I said it's always legendary when we hang out.
It is, and I can't wait till the next encounter. Yeah, man, you got anything else going on? Are you planning anything for, you know, the immediate future or the long-term future in terms of more TV shows, more books, or any voiceover stuff? You cooking anything up that you can tease?
I'm utilising this. Well, I'm guessing it's going to be 3 months. So I'm going to be stuck in the house, but I'm going to be utilising my 3 months, doing a little bit of writing, yes.
Are you going to be doing your autobiography? You're going to be working on that?
That's exactly what I'll be doing, yes.
Lovely stuff. Well, get on it, mate. Yeah. Get on it. If you need any notes, then send me some chapters. I'd love to proofread some stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing, because my brain's like fucking... My brain has just been so damaged over the years, I can't remember the fucking thing.
I guess that's the hardest part, right? Is remembering it all.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Nice one, dude. Well, listen, we're going to play out with Ozzy. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Black Sabbath, Paranoid. Pritchard, you take care, mate.
Take it easy, Matt. Cheers, mate. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.